Paul, obviously Nikolaj Ehlers said he would have liked to have that goal, not in a losing effort here tonight, but also said it was a relief to get one. What did you see from him tonight?
I thought he was good from the start and looked like he was close to it. He had three good whacks at it the first. And so it's important, though, you can meet and show video and pump tires and do whatever you want, but a goal scorer's got to put the puck in the net to get that good feeling, so we hope that it's a start for him.
What did you see in the first 40 minutes where they were able to build their lead?
I'm more concerned about our defending than anything else. I mean, anything that we had clean that we could look at, we missed the net 11 times in the second period. That keeps you from feeling good about your offensive game, but it's more the defensive plays, the turnovers in our end of the ice. Because those things are going to happen, right? I mean, you're going to have to, but if you're unable then to recover from those, you got a bigger problem. You're in the wrong spots, or you haven't shut down hard enough to close out the goal. So those were the two that the first two were, for me, I think we can be a better defensive team than that.
Paul, would there be a style that Toronto employs maybe that's a little different than what you've seen from opponents so far? They seem to put a lot of pucks up in the air and
that would be standard to Nashville, and overall I would say it would be more just of that Eastern Conference style of game.
The third period looked very similar to a lot of third periods with you guys where you seemingly flip a switch and tilt the ice. Do you see it that way, or was that just a product of maybe some of the line juggling that you did?
No, I think our lines got better, but I think we can be a difficult team to protect the lead on.
Now, obviously, that 4-2 goal, you just cut it to one, had another good shift, I think, the little line right out there, but was that the backbreaker, or there's still lots of time left, I guess?
No, but you're going to come back from two goal deficits a bunch of times. It's just tough to do it in the same game, so we needed that to stay at the one. We certainly had the momentum at that point.
You did a good job of creating offense in terms of getting to the middle, but like you say, you gave up the middle quite a bit, a lot too. So what do you see? How do you fix that heading into Friday and Saturday?
Well, yeah, I mean, what you do, I'm not as worried about what we gave up from the offensive zone. I didn't feel there was a lot of attack. It was indirects through the neutral zone. So we're not getting the ones we need deep. And I think most of it at the end is some fairly basic, you know, control the puck a little bit better, protect the puck better, and then defend one-on-one better.
Are you getting out of your zone and across their blue line as well as you'd like to at this stage?
No, but I don't think that's changing for us. You take a look at all of our entries, you know, going back from the start of the season, your three, four, and five there. Right, they're gonna be real patient with their deep pinches and real patient with their high forward and back pressure up the ice. So you've got to be real sharp and clean coming through there. You're not going to generate much off the rush when you're playing against that, but that usually means you should get out a little cleaner and you should probably be able to get in behind them. It was solid. You know, it's ends on a sour note for us, but. Pretty darn solid.